The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day.
We are, in our Sunday three-hour extravaganza of the American Freedom Party Report, I'm James Kelso. The show is, as always, live. And we welcome your calls at area code 800-313-9443. That's 313-9443. And we've got a lot of time to talk about as much as you want to talk about. One thing I definitely want to talk about today is a magnificent appearance yesterday by, yes, none other than Donald John Trump in Fairfield, Connecticut at Sacred Heart University. It was a magnificent speech. And I'll tell you what, you know, anybody that heard that speech and could still vote for Hillary Clinton is truly retarded. But you'll get to hear, I think we'll get to hear significant parts of his speech yesterday in Fairfield, Connecticut. In fact, now he didn't have any event today, so we don't have something to go with today. Tomorrow, he will be in Youngstown, Ohio, and we'll cover that on this show. And the following day, Tuesday, he'll be in West Bend, Wisconsin, and we will. That will be pretty much at showtime, so we may or may not be able to cover that. If we are able to cover it, it will be actually live from West Bend, Wisconsin. But tomorrow's event, Youngstown, we'll be able to cover that in full. I think we were just joined by Real George here. George, are you there? Oh, okay. All right. So George may be with us in just a bit. Let's go to
George. George is here.
Oh, George. Hey, George, did you get a chance to hear Donald Trump yesterday at Sacred Heart University?
Well, I saw an article on it, so you'll have to bring me up to date.
Well, you will be part of the audience in listening to the segments we play today. It was magnificent. You will appreciate it immediately. Let me find it for you here. Here he is at Sacred Heart. Now, I've got so many different things that he said that were great yesterday. We might as well go through it chronologically, start at the beginning. Here he is at the very, very beginning of the speech. Now, he said it was 105 degrees. I don't know what the temperature was. I don't know if anybody was exaggerating, but he said it was 105 degrees. It was hot, he was saying, outside. There were thousands of people standing for hour upon hour outside, thousands standing for many hours inside. Broiling. And Trump said it must be 115 inside here. And he said, listen to Donald Trump say it. Don't listen to Kelso say it. Here's Trump saying it. Let's go right to that spot in his presentation. This is yesterday, Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut. That's, like 40 miles north of New York City, really, really within sight of New York City from the top of the Empire State Building. Let's see here. Here he is. Just yesterday. Just getting it to come in here and editing out the ad. There's the ad. That's gone. Here's the report.
Thank you, Connecticut. Great people. Something big is happening, folks. There's something big happening. Something big. You know, you think this is bad? You want to go outside? You have thousands and thousands of people Would anybody like to volunteer to give somebody outside your place? Yes? No? I'm shocked. Look, I love Connecticut. I've lived in Connecticut. I have so many friends in Connecticut.
Here comes the first protester.
How did you lose General Electric? How did you lose General Electric? Bad governor. You got a bad governor. Any governor that would lose General Electric hasn't done his job, let me tell you. Bad governor. You know, before we begin, I just want to say that it's my honor. I've always loved this part of the world. I've always loved this state. Many years lived in Connecticut. If they get the taxes down, I'll come back immediately, okay? I'll come back. Believe me. But, you know, I was called a month ago.
Okay, now I'm going to turn it down. This is very nice. What's following? We just don't have time for it. He's about to bring up to the stage a Make-A-Wish person, you know, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He really supports them. And so some young man, as part of Make-A-Wish, and I think Make-A-Wish, you know, involves people who have really serious medical problems and very, very serious. And he said, I want to meet Donald Trump. That was his wish. So that came across Donald Trump's, came to his attention, and he said, yeah, let's do it. And he found out that this young man lives in Fairfield, Connecticut. And George, I think, he doesn't say this, but I think this event in Fairfield may be, have been scheduled in order to meet this young man in Fairfield, Connecticut. But he brings the young fellow up on the stage with his whole family. It's really touching, but I don't think we have time to do it. Let me go a little further down the timeline. Maybe we do. Let's see. Let's see if we can. Here he is. Here's this young fella. He's at this podium now.
So I said, if I introduce you, Giacomo, with all those cameras, look at those cameras. They're the worst human beings in the world, but they're the worst. But
he's on the stage behind Trump now.
The worst. The worst. But I said, if I introduce you with all these cameras, you, with that look, will end up being a movie star. This family is going to be a whole group of movie stars. Look at the family. Giacomo, say a couple of words to this wonderful group, my friends.
Looks like he's about 19 years old.
Hi, everyone. Some of you probably know me. My name is Giacomo, and I'm a big supporter of Trump. Just everyone, vote for Trump, make America great again.
That's classic Donald Trump. Maybe he's only 16 years old. I can't tell how old he is. He's in a nice dress up, nice in a suit. He's got his little sister and his little brother there with him, his dad and his mom.
She doesn't want to leave the stage.
Okay, now let's move on down the timeline here. Now, this is something. This is really a special part of all the rallies now, is the chant, lock her up, lock her up. Well, listen to this. It happens over and over again in all the rallies. Let's listen to this. It's so good. Here he is. Okay, here goes the crowd, about ready to launch.
Wasn't expected. We could have as many as four, maybe even five. If Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary, crooked. Terrible.
Every person.
You know what we're saying, right, folks? You know what we're saying.
Now listen to
By
this.
By the way, 33,000 missing emails. Think of it. 33,000.
He's going to say something important.
Now, she said that it was for the wedding, Chelsea's wedding. 5 or maybe 10. And she said yoga classes, right? I give that 2. What happened to the rest? And now you see they're coming out galore. Now they had 1,000 come out, and they had a couple of more come out. And now it's finding out that it's pay for play, which is illegal, 100% illegal.
Here it comes. Listen carefully.
I used to say just a couple of weeks ago, let's just beat her on November 8th. But you know what? You have a point.
Oh.
You have a point.
Let me turn it down right there.
Now, did you get what he just said? George, did that come across the mic?
I got the point.
Yeah. Folks, Donald Trump just said, I may put Hillary in prison. That's what he just said. I mean, it's plain as day. You couldn't say it any plainer than that, other than making the declarative sentence, I intend to put Hillary Clinton behind bars, or I intend to at least to have a special prosecutor. And because what he just said, he said, I used to say, let's just beat her on November 8th. And the crowd is chanting, lock her up, lock her up. And he says, but you know, you have a point.
Jamie, yeah. I can't give away all my sources, but I know people.
Uh-huh.
In the U.S. government, who have told me they had to go back and change some, they had to change things because of the compromised Hillary emails. Got that, sports fans? Real live people in the U.S. of A. working in the U.S. government, you know, who had nothing to do with the State Department and HRC. She gave away so much stuff that. You're not going to read that story in the Washington Compost, but people have had to go back and change things and spend hundreds of hours fixing up because she compromised stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So now, folks, and can you imagine a special prosecutor would get that stuff out, some of it, in a trial, in an indictment for violations of top secret American intelligence, you know, some of what goes on must probably have to be held behind closed doors. But get this, President Donald Trump. I mean, he just said it right there. I may put this woman. Not he's not going to do it. It's not a matter of vindictiveness. He's actually a very forgiving guy. He says it. You may have a point. She might have to be indicted after I'm elected. And she may need to go to prison. And so that's an amazing shot across the bow right there, folks. That's a big round across the bow. And, well, that's just the beginning. That's how he began the speech. We're still right at the beginning. There are more gems to come on this speech. And the... we're learning here it was 93 degrees. George is informing you it was 93 degrees, 60% relative humidity. That's hot and humid, folks, there in Fairfield, Connecticut. Let's go to the next gem. And, oh, did you hear the other key words that he said? He said that what's coming out with the Hillary emails right now is that it's clearly pay for play. Pay for play. Now, I don't know the origin of this term, who came up with it, or maybe it's just a term of art, but pay for play, meaning with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, you pay in order to get some play. So you give us money, the Hillary Clinton, Bill Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation, you send that money from the United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia, you put it in there, like $25 million, let's say, and then you get to play. You get some jets, care of the U.S. taxpayer, or you get special treatment, or you get inside information from Hillary at the State Department. Folks, that is so illegal. That is so go to jail, do not pass go. Cuff them. That is so illegal. It's beyond belief. There's never been a candidate for presidency at this level of corruption. Let's go to the next gem. Okay. Now, here's one of the other great themes that Donald Trump, he just broke new ground. He just went to another level in this speech on talking about the media. He's going to say several things in this speech that are just breakthrough thoughts. He starts here, in just a second, actually. He's going to start here by talking about the media. And then listen to what he says about just a little more than a minute into this segment. It's a breakthrough realization when he says, I'm not running against Hillary. I won't spoil it. You listen to it.
So the press is protecting her. They are. The press is totally protecting her. You ever notice she comes out, reads a speech, and then goes away for a little while? No press conference in, what, 255 days or something like that? No press conference. And when she had like a friendly group of people asking her questions, that didn't work out too well. That didn't work out too well. And when she said it was short-circuited, I saw that. I said, you know, that's going to be a disaster. What she just said is a disaster. That's going to be headlines tomorrow in the dishonest newspapers. And lo and behold, it wasn't. And then again, it wasn't, and it wasn't. And we bring it up. Can you imagine if Donald Trump said, I was short-circuited up here? This would have gone on for years. This would have gone on. I would have been given probably a death sentence. Probably they would have reinvented the electric chair, right? No, it's very unfair. I'll tell you honestly, I'm not running against crooked Hillary Clinton. I'm running against the crooked media. That's what I'm running against. Sure. I'm not running against crooked Hillary.
Let me pause it right there. Boy, I hate to interrupt any of this. But, George, you know, I'm sure you heard it right there, too. That's we've never heard. No one's ever said something like this on the presidential campaign trail. Here's a man saying that this war is against the actual people that have been controlling us and sending our nation down the toilet for decades. The media. And the controlling elites, who really are the puppet masters for these political candidates. In other words, the political candidates, like the Hillary Clintons, they're not the real enemy. That's not who I'm running against. That's an amazing statement. I'm not running against Hillary Clinton. I'm running against the corrupt media. And he's going to say it more in the speech. It's about a 1-hour and 4-minute speech, just packed with gems like this, excitement, sort of thing you never hear from a politician. Let's see. Let's go to the next gem here. Okay, here's another. Now, something, you know, a recurrent theme in these events, these rallies, of course, are the lame protesters. So I'm going to shift over to that theme just for a second, because I'm going through this chronologically. So stay tuned. We'll have a lame protester for you in just a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody
back,
look what's going down.
And let me encourage you to call in. I should have given the number out before the break. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And this is the American Freedom Party Report. Why do we talk about Donald Trump so much? Well, I don't know. One reason would be I think our lives depend on it. The life of the American Freedom Party. My life, the life of my kids. I don't think it's overly dramatic to say that this is a crucial, crucial turning point in American history, in world history, and the contrast could not be more stark. As Yogi Berra said, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. Well, we're at a fork in the road, and one path. An awfully dark path with Hillary Clinton as president of the United States. That is a pretty, pretty scary prospect. The only way to remove her would be impeachment. Impeachment is a very, very tough thing to accomplish. So she would probably, you know, carry out her 4 years of destruction. And the other choice, maybe the worst. Well, probably, very probably, the worst president in American history, even worse possibly than Obama, even crazier possibly than Obama, even more corrupt. And the alternative, Donald Trump, might be the best man who's ever run for the office of president. In a number of ways. Thomas Jefferson, of course, an extraordinary man. Hard to top Thomas Jefferson. But Donald Trump, being who he is, when and where he is, a more crucial moment in our history than Thomas Jefferson had to deal with. The independence of the American colonies, not such a, actually in the course of world events, not that big a deal. Very wonderful thinkers like Sam Dixon have said we would be better off, very possibly we would be better off if there had never been an American Revolution. That was not a key turning point in the history of the world. It wasn't one of the best things that ever happened to people anywhere ever. It was a natural outcome that these very, very capable people in America, Englishmen by and large, who were so far away from the mother country, and the only means of connection was a sea voyage that took weeks. It was very natural that they'd separate. Did it have to happen by revolution? Well, the independence of Canada proves that it did not. Canada was also a British colony, and there was no revolution of any kind necessary for Canada to simply naturally part from the mother country. That's what would have happened with us. So that wasn't. The American Revolution was not a make-or-break moment in the history of our race. This is. If Thomas Jefferson were alive today, he would be doing what Donald Trump is doing. But he's not. Let's go back to Donald Trump. Here he is. Yesterday in Fairfield, Connecticut. Lucky, lucky people that were there. And the next gem is this protester that comes up here at right here. And a number of protesters appear. These people are still showing up at events. And it's what's wonderful is how the crowd handles it and how Donald Trump handles it. Here it comes in a few seconds.
No. True. We're all running. You know, we're together. We're together. We have something that's going on that's unbelievable. Get them out. Get them out. Get them out of here. Get them out of here. All right. We have a movement going on. Look at this as an example. You have a room that set every record tonight, by the way. It's been around for a while. We put some loudspeakers outside. You have even more people outside than you have inside.
We'll pause it right here.
It's a Saturday night in Connecticut.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate, and I always will. What I hate is someone mad enough to kill. What I love is someone with a heart that's really good. Now we can't change the whole wide world. Maybe we can change our neighborhood.
Welcome back, folks. That was a giant of our time, Merle Haggard. That music we're so fortunate to be able to use. And we have now online with us on the line. Pardon me. I get choked up thinking about Merle Haggard. One of the giants of our time right now. Merle Haggard left us on April 6th. But fortunately, Dr. Tom Sunick is still with us and young and spry. Tom, how old are you now?
Well, I'm 63 and a half, so I'm approaching.
That's young.
So, Jamie, thank you for your nice and very exuberant words, but I don't think I deserve all of it. Thanks anyway.
Well, you sure do. And here's what I told the directors of the American Freedom Party in our board of directors telephone conference yesterday. We were talking about the connection between the American Freedom Party and the freedom movement, if you want to call it that, all over the white world, all over Europe, Australia, Canada, everywhere Europeans live. And the, you know, I made the point to the directors that Dr. Tomislav Sunik is a unique man. He's like Donald Trump in this regard. There's no one else. There's no one who can replace Tom Sunik. Tom Sunik knows all of the key people in the freedom movement, in the many European parties and social organizations that have sprung up. And he is our ambassador. We've made him our foreign secretary. He's our ambassador to people like the Front National and the Austrian Freedom Party and the Lega Nord and Sweden Democrats. And without you, Tom, all we could do would be to send a postcard to these parties. You are our only living bridge.
Well, thanks anyway. I guess I haven't probably deserved all of this flattery, but I'm certainly doing the best I can to promote our cause and to bridge those gaps. And I guess we were discussing about this yesterday, Jamie, so I guess that's the main point I would like to emphasize. Notably, this character issue. We just got to bridge our egos and lower them a little bit and do the best we can, especially for simple folks, for simple white folks, both in the States and in Europe.
Yeah, and another thing, again, I don't mean to embarrass you, Tom, but another reason to praise Dr. Tom Sunick is that he, not only does he know everybody, but he is propagating a message of winning, that it's important to win, that it's important to be effective, that it's important that this is a part of subordinating one's ego to the overall goal of helping and saving our people. And so Tom is constantly reminding people not to engage in eccentric behavior or not to engage in self-indulgent shows of how ideologically pure they are or how extreme they are. He's saying that we need to make connections with people. And you say it much better than I do, Tom, but you I see you doing it all of the time in every meeting, in all of the speeches that you make. You make this point that we have to win for our people and not be egotist, but go ahead. You say it better than I do.
Well, I'd like to extend my greetings first to other participants. And I don't know who you're having on the air now. But
my co-host today, Tom, is George in Maryland. And George is one of the pillars of the American Freedom Party support network and a big admirer of yours, Tom. So I don't know, George, have you had a chance to correspond directly with Tom? I think you have.
Sure, James. We've traded an email or a note or two. I know it's a lot cooler in Croatia than it is here today, right, Tom?
Well, I can't tell you that. It's about 90 degrees here. I guess we're talking 30 Celsius in European measurements. So it's pretty warm and it's damp, and I'm not particularly fond of this climate here in Croatia, and hopefully one of these days, I'll join you in the States. Greg, thank you, George, for being there, and I'm happy to also like to extend my greetings, of course, to all of your listeners. And if there are some specific questions you might have, Jamie, go ahead. I'm sure that what people would like to hear most, of course, is this immigration problem. And, of course, I call it the immigration tornado and rather hurricane. So this is evolving around the minds of most people, most nationalists, if you wish, and not just nationalists, just regular folks you meet, not just in Croatia, but elsewhere, also in neighboring Austria and Hungary, and, of course, in Germany, where I'm going to shortly have a couple of lectures and speeches. This is certainly a haunting theme for the regular politicians, if you wish, for social justice warriors, whatever you want to call them, libtards and conservatives and all those pejorative words, but also for our folks. So this is certainly going to be a major, major issue. And I guess I'll tell you one thing. You don't need some big empirical data on it, but most folks are looking up to Trump. Trump appears in the minds, in the collective consciousness. All simple folks, even of my mother-in-law. He's a big guy now because he's sort of slated to become a savior of the West. Now, of course, I don't want to get involved in this exaggerating rhetorics, but the fact of the matter is that right now on the turf, looking at Europe from a wider perspective, from the global perspective, Donald Trump appears like the only decent guy. I guess we can start with that.
Yes, and the folks, listeners to this show are much more educated than others on the parallel occurring between the immigration swarming of America and the immigration swarming of Europe, and then the parallel also of the reactions of good people in every European nation. They are outraged. They are furious. They are furious with someone who symbolizes, I think, the betrayers of our people. A good symbol of that is Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, who was put on the Time magazine had to decide who would be the person of the year for last year, and they couldn't decide between Donald Trump and Angela Merkel. Boy, what a choice. Well, they went with Angela Merkel, and symbolizing the forces that Trump represents in Europe, we have an example in Norbert Hofer of Austria, who is the candidate of the Austrian Freedom Party, very similar name to ours. And on October 2nd, there is going to be they're going to rerun their election because their courts ruled that the election had not been properly run last time, a few months ago. So on October 2nd, it's very possible that Norbert Hofer may become the president of Austria, which would be similar to Donald Trump becoming president of America. The only difference being, of course, Austria is only 6 million people. And America, of course, is 50 times larger.
10 million, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm saying that wrong. I may be misremembering the population of Austria. But it would be a similar breakthrough because the Austrian Freedom Party has a lot of similarities to the American Freedom Party.
Yeah. Well, as far as Trump is concerned, I'm sure that most of your listeners are aware that he has a open sympathy, not just tacit sympathy, but enjoys a great deal of sympathy virtually within all nationalist parties, be it the Front National, be it the America, German Alternative für Deutschland, Alternative for Germany, be it FPO in Austria, and he is certainly considered as a role model, so to speak, because let me just put it, if I may, from the psychological perspective, a couple of things which I think are quite important. Now, Trump is sort of normalizing the speech, the rhetoric in the political arena, and this has powerful psychological impact on many, many Europeans, and I'm sure you know why, because, of course, laws in Europe, especially the criminal code, are extremely strict, so you really got to be careful, not just what you're talking about, not just about the content, content of your speeches or talks and lectures. You got to be also careful as to how you frame it and what type of a syntax or what type of a language you use. Now, Trump appears now in the eyes and also the academics that I'm talking to as a person who is gradually normalizing the American lingo, if you wish, and who is sort of doing this job of political uncorrectness. It's actually returning the English language to its proper level, because as I'm sure you're aware of the fact that even in the United States of America, last year, for instance, even nowadays in the mainstream media, you have to choose the vocabulary which is supposed to be politically correct in, you know, ethnic sensitivity training and all this type of stuff. So I think that your listeners have to be aware of the fact that he's doing a tremendously good job right now, Donald Trump, because he's helping us on the psychological level of using just plain English or plain German or plain Croatian, if you wish. And I guess this is a very, very, this is a good message for many Europeans, not necessarily academics, but certainly mostly academics, but it certainly has a positive effect on the gradual liberation of the free speech, if I can put it bluntly. So I guess this is the prime reason why Trump is popular here. Now, as far as I guess we talked about this last time, and I haven't prepared my text, but I'll tell you, as far as this invasion is concerned, this invasion and this tsunami of migrants into Europe, you know, crossing the Balkans here, crossing right here in the neighborhood where I live. Now, of course, you know who is responsible for it, but let's look a little bit at the root causes of this tornado. Now, the easiest thing is to say that Frau Merkel or Chancellor Merkel is responsible for it. Of course she is, and her suite and her entourage or whatever you want to call it. But keep in mind that you got to come to terms first with the psychology of the German people. There is no psychology of the German people, because the Germans have been humiliated after the Second World War. They have also been brainwashed to some extent also. And, of course, they don't enjoy full sovereignty. And then you have this typical, what they call in psychology, in political psychology, you have the mimicry, the double, sort of the surplus mimicry, or how can I say, double down mimicry on the part of the Germans. In other words, they want to show the entire world, now we are more Catholic than the Pope. In other words, well, if France takes 200,000 migrants from Africa or from Middle East, we'll take 600,000. So you got to understand this culture of guilt, this culture of masochism, this culture of national masochism, which is very widespread amidst the German politicians, but the ruling class, of course. Now, when you talk privately to German, it's entirely different ballgame. Like, we know that very well. So I just wanted to give you a sort of a survey, a short survey of what's going on in Europe on the psychological level. I guess I'm saying this because this is frequently, those points are frequently forgotten. Now, go ahead. I'm not going to be rambling. Jamie,
no, this is wonderful.
If some of your listeners have questions, some critical questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them.
The Tom, I'm going to play a little few seconds clip here of Donald Trump yesterday in Fairfield, Connecticut. He was speaking at Sacred Heart University, a Catholic university in Connecticut, and he made a really. You talked about Donald Trump normalizing the American lingo, and battling against political correctness. Now here is a statement from him that's just wonderful. You'll interpret it correctly immediately, of course. This is Donald Trump, and he makes the point as to who is he running against. Who am I actually running against is his point. Listen to this. He'll get to it in just a moment.
This would have gone on. I would have been given probably a death sentence. Probably they would have reinvented the electric chair, right? No, it's very unfair. I'll tell you honestly, I'm not running against crooked Hillary Clinton. I'm running against the crooked media. That's what I'm running against. Sure. I'm not running against crooked.
Now, that was just one of the many really wonderful things that he said yesterday, Tom. But he's educating our people, and of course he's educating the whole world, that we're running against a crooked system. We're running against an elite that controls all the organs of dissemination, the publishing, the media, the universities. So it's not just a campaign against an individual in any election. And Trump now is the first candidate who is facing an assault from every angle, from every newspaper, from every television station, nonstop, around the clock. It's unprecedented. We've never seen such a thing.
Exactly. Not just on the material level. When we are talking about publishing, when we are talking about the educational system in Europe or in the United States of America, this is all
go ahead. Direct. Yeah, later. Sorry to cut you off with that break, Tom.
Right.
If you can hang on to that thought, folks, just stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Tom Sinek.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We're back, folks, and we are very privileged to have staying up late into the night for us, Dr. Tomislav Sunic from Zagreb, Croatia. And thank you so much, Tom, for joining us. You can call in to ask questions of Dr. Sunic at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Tom, you were making a point when we were interrupted by the break. I don't know if we interrupted your thought there, if you want to continue it.
Sure. Well, first, before I continue, Jamie, I just want to make sure that I don't steal the show. I presume if there are some other guests and other participants, they want to also pitch in and make some critical remarks. Let me just finish my thoughts. I certainly would be pleased to hear the comments from other participants. Look, as I indicated earlier, it's not just on the material level that Donald Trump is doing a good job, like accusing implicitly saying that the media, of course explicitly this time, that the media is actually responsible for this chaos and not Clinton or Hillary, whatever, herself. But what is far more important that he has addressed this issue of the masters of discourse. You know, that's one thing I like about him. You can tell right away, even a person who doesn't have to have a PhD, but just a normal, down-to-earth person in the United States of America and here, can notice that he speaks, that he talks from the bottom of his heart. He's not learning the pre-learned memes or slogans like other candidates, even in his former Republican camp. So that's one good thing, and that's one laudatory thing, if I can say, about Donald Trump. He really speaks with his emotions. Of course, he sometimes uses big epithets and big adjectives, which is okay, which is fine. But unlike Hillary, I mean, Hillary, to me, at least when I observe her, not just her body language, but also her facial mannerism, you can tell right away that she's a person who was doctored up in someone's office, that she's not real. She sounds surreal. And this is one thing, of course, you've got to be a good observer, which is quite repulsive, which is quite dangerous. So I don't trust her very much because I don't think that she would be, in fact, I'm just voicing now my subjective opinion. Of course, I don't think she could make a good president. Unlike Donald Trump, you can see right away that he's doing that because he feels something, not just for his own self-promotion, not just for his hair or for his looks or showing his wife, which is okay as an image or whatever, but he's doing that because he really has confidence in the American people. And that's one thing which needs to be applauded, and that's one reason why we really need to support him. Another thing which I think is quite important, and I'll finish with that, then you can ask me some questions. I'm also glad that Donald Trump is this debunking this myth about his supporters being some hicks, or being some hillbillies, or being some idiots, and so on and so forth. Look, I know this meme very, very well because I went to school in the United States. I did my PhD, whatever, I published books and over. And, this imagery has been spread out, and it's still very vivid, not just in the States, but also here in Europe, that all of his supporters, all right-wingers, all of those white nationalists that they call as white supremacy. Okay, that's another semantic distortion in white supremacy. They're all hillbillies, and they're all a little bit crazy. They're folks a little bit wacky and off the wall. And I guess this is something we have to harp on. This is not true. We have to say, we have to support the idea that he has lots of intellectuals and academics. I know quite a few of them in Europe who want to stay anonymous, who are very, very supportive of Donald Trump.
And we'll talk about Donald and his Slovenian wife right after this break.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.